I was born and raised in a place that's sort of strange for a kid to want to grow up to rap and perform on stage. I hear them say I got the wrong idea, and they don't shine too many spotlights here. But let me tell you about this town I was raised in, renowned for its stadium that sits in the centre of a council estate. So when the crowds come to games, they get to see what the mayor is both proud and ashamed of. In Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, the less fortunate live right next door to the rich who swim in it while the poor just tread water. So whether it's your next bit of weed or your electricity, we're saving for the next quarter. Groundhog Day, and the only way you could stop it is find the tallest building round here and jump off it. Except you probably survive. It's not quite Vegas, a skyscraper's two stories high. In this town, you can love it and hate it. You could destroy and rebuild it, but you couldn't replace it. This ain't a place you go, it's a place you end up. And I'll guarantee you fuck somebody that your friends fucked. It's all love, or at least it's trying to be. In the HUDDERSFIELD, our parents worked in the mills, we're cut from a different cloth. So I put my town on this map for every time they missed us off. Now, the nightlife got like six bars on a club, and each one's just a mini market for drugs. All you need is a shit car and a sub, and you too can act like a big star in the hood. Now if you said the high street was dead, I would agree. Empty Greg's bags blow through the street like tumbleweeds in the wild West Yorkshire. They say we're country bumpkins and claim that we're dumb because of the dialect that we talk with. Now then lad, binge drinking's the culture, and that becomes our initiation into adulthood. Then that becomes a cycle we're stuck in until retirement, escaping from the pain of knowing how Monday to Friday's spent. We get 3 days of summer, at best it's four, and any more than 10 degrees we're out in vests and shorts. But I'm proud to call it home, even with all of its flaws. I take the piss, but if someone else disses it, I'd go to war for this town, where you can love it and hate it. You could destroy and rebuild it, but you couldn't replace it. This isn't a place you go, it's a place you end up. And I'll guarantee you fuck somebody that your friends fucked. It's all love, or at least it's trying to be. In the HUDDERS FIELD, our parents worked in the mills, we're cut from a different cloth. So I put my town on this map for every time they missed us off. And this is for anyone in a small town that always get forgot about and never called out. Go to London and they're thinking that you're foreign, and your football team are playing in the conference. But I still got love for anyone that's in a small town that always get forgot about and never called out. Yeah, you probably know how living in a bubble feels. Me too, I'm just glad that bubble's Huddersfield. Now they say you become a product of your own environment. So are our ambitions dictated by the size of it? See, in our small town we're guilty of small-mindedness. We fall into a rut and live and die in it. I try broaden horizons with my music, I hope I help them with this. Cause I know there's some young kid there who's struggling to think big. So if I can open a door, I might show him there's more. So wherever I'm going, I go there as a spokesman for this town, where you can love it and hate it. You could destroy and rebuild it, but you couldn't replace it. This ain't a place you go, it's a place you end up. And I'll guarantee you fuck somebody that your friends fucked. It's all love, or at least it's trying to be. In the HUDDERSFIELD, our parents worked in the mills, we're cut from a different cloth. So I put my town on this map for every time they missed us off. Now our parents worked in the mills, we're cut from a different cloth. So I put my town on this map for every time they missed us off.